Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This person now has crossed a boundary that they disrespected me. They took something against me that I was vulnerable and shared with them, and they used it against me. How can you go back to a friendship after that? The door is right there, babe. If that's how you feel, you can walk out.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. I am extremely excited today because I have Olivia Davis with me. She is a fashion and lifestyle content creator. She is also a creative director and she is also a photographer. Oh, welcome.
You're gassing me up,
oh my
girl.
Gosh, so many things and everything is like just like part of just like big art that I love. So I am so excited to have you here today and have this conversation with you. Welcome to I Missed Me.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
You were the host going back to, you know, COVID days of Three Girls, One Kitchen. How was that experience for you?
I would say it was definitely life-changing and it was a great platform for me to have in order to be able to be vulnerable and, you know, honest and open with people and just to be relatable.
Mm-hmm. What was like your favorite part of the experience?
I think my favorite part was to honestly be able to share the parts of my life that a lot of people didn't see, you know, because I feel like a lot of social media is level surface. People don't really see the vulnerability of you. They don't see like the dark side of you. And I think that was probably my favorite part to be part of the podcast and just to be like relatable to people and be able to help someone get through something or for someone to feel that they can really connect with you on a deeper level through social media.
It was a project that you had with two, you know, other girls.
Yes.
What is the biggest lesson, whether it's like good or bad, of having to like co-work with, you know, girls?
Honestly, it was definitely a lesson. It was really hard. I think we learned a lot about ourselves and just having completely different dynamics and not just like, you know, two hosts, but there was three hosts.
Hmm.
So I think we learned a lot about ourselves of how we talk to each other and like how we present each other or how we present ourselves. And it was difficult because of the differences that we had.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we would like bump heads or we would, you know, talk over someone else.
Yeah.
And those are things that I think are really important to learn, especially when you're a public speaker or a podcaster.
Yeah.
So it does tend to be a lot easier when you're on your own. But there's things that you don't notice about yourself unless you're able to work with other people, like,
right,
you know, like interrupting, talking over, you know, talking too much or even subconsciously disrespecting someone and you don't even realize it. And those are things I think we all learned and were able to take from.
That's so beautiful. What do you think is like the biggest lesson that you learned about yourself through, you know, having to work with so many people and maybe keep some ideas to yourself because it doesn't align with someone else?
Well, that was the hard part.
Yeah.
I didn't keep any ideas to my, you know, to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I learned the most was probably that I talk too much.
So which I don't think is a bad thing at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think it's a blessing and a curse. There's some people that are going to like it. And there's, for some people, it triggers someone. You know, I had a host that didn't like that. Like, she would kind of say, like, you talk too much. And even though that is the right thing, it's like, I appreciated the constructive criticism because that is something I tend to do, like ramble on. And some people, they just don't like that. It triggers them. They're just like, get to the point. Like, we get it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because when someone tells you that about yourself, you start to see it in other people and it starts to bother you and other people. So now I have friends that like, you know, when I ask them about a situation and they start rambling and I'm just like,
you're like, just get to the point,
girl, just get to the fucking point. Like,
yeah.
I don't need to know that you were eating fucking crackers and Cheez-Its like before he walked in the door and picked up the magazine and stared at you like, girl, like, just get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good constructive criticism that I learned about myself. So,
okay. And what are the pros and cons of, because I have a clothing brand and like back then when I started it with my best friend and that ended because we just like it, it's really hard to have a friendship and a business at the same time, because, you know, the friendship can turn into like fully business, and mm-hmm. It got to a point where we weren't even talking about friendship things anymore. It was just like business, and then we just like clashed. So what do you think was the hardest part of just like balancing friendship and business at the same time?
Yeah, I think keeping the business part separate from the friendship, that is something I think ultimately we had to learn, and it's really hard. Some people are not able to do that. And I think we kind of realized that that was difficult for all of us just because we were all going through certain things. Mm. And, you know, I obviously, like, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for myself or anyone else, but you have to kind of like respect someone that's going through something. And at the same time, you also have to like create the boundary of, okay, look, I get that you're going through something, but you can't bring that into work. Mm-hmm. Because when your personal life affects 100%. Your work, then it's going to affect everyone else around it. Right. And that's a completely separate place. So even though you guys are friends, you have to separate that. So you have to walk in not as a friend, you have mm-hmm. to walk in as a business partner. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I think a lot of people don't know how to differentiate separate. Yeah,
because then the other person can be like, but you're my friend, you have to be here for me. No, yeah, but I'm also like your partner and you have to be here too. So
exactly.
When does the podcast end?
It ended, I would say, like a year ago. It's been honestly so long, I can't even remember.
And why?
I think we decided to go our separate ways. I mean, this is kind of public knowledge, you know. I think Lana was just going through a lot, and there was like her pregnancy. And at the time, Alexa and I didn't want to finish it. Or, I mean, we didn't want to end it, and she did. And, you know, she didn't show up for our episodes, and we had to finish them ourselves, which was a little difficult. And, you know, I'm always forgiving, and I love her, and I always have had love for her and respect for her. But she didn't really give us an answer, didn't give us a reason of why. It was just ghost.
How do you find that like forgiveness within yourself of, we have this like such beautiful project and I love it with my whole entire, like I genuinely like enjoy having this project, but I have to give it up because of someone else. Like mm-hmm. how do you find forgiveness within yourself of, you know?
That's really hard. I think it took me a really, really long time, because I think I was very like resentful for the longest time, and I'm a very emotional person, so you're gonna see it, like it's gonna really show. But I think I had to basically take the negative and turn it into a positive. So I know this is very cliche, but everything happens for a reason in your life. So if anything comes to an abrupt ending, it's for a reason. It's the universe telling you that there is something greater for you out there, and there is a reason why you did not align with that person, whether it's you outgrowing them, you know, whether it's you being destined for something greater. But you have to take it, that negative experience, and turn it into a positive one. Mm.
You mentioned like the universe and everything happens for a reason. Are you like more spiritual, you would say?
Yes.
Where does that come from? How is that born? How does that start?
So for me, it came from, I think, my mental health. Mm-hmm. For the longest time, and I mean, since I've been little, I've had mental illness. I've talked about it. You know, I've had substance abuse that I was going through, and it just got to the point where I was like, I can't do this anymore. How can I help myself? Because at the end of the day, you have to show up for yourself. Mm-hmm. There's no one going to be out there in this world that's going to love you more than yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, where the spirituality comes into mm-hmm. place, is that you kind of have to remember that whoever or whatever created you, it's the universe, and you just have to give back to the universe and just trust the process and talk to the universe.
What would you say is like the biggest like spiritual lesson that you've learned after, you know, embracing this whole like, you know, spiritual process?
Probably showing up for yourself, loving yourself. So that would definitely be.
On your podcast, you talked about dating and relationships and all of that. Can you share some like funny, embarrassing, you know, dating relationship stories that we all love to hear?
Well, I feel like, you know, most people are gonna already know the story or hear about it. So I wanted to like share, you know, something new. But you know what? I'm gonna say that I probably speak for a lot of girls out there when I give this example. But basically, I was seeing a guy, And I was stalking his photos because I feel like we all spiral deep down inside when we don't really know much about them and we want to do the detective work and find out ourselves. Yeah. You know?
Like, so, we're all little like FBIs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I decided to take matters into my own hands and I went on his profile and I started like just going through like his photos. Just because also, like, I just wanted to see his photos.
We all do that.
Yeah, I feel like we all do that. Like, yeah, you, like, zoom in and
stuff. No, you don't have to explain. Like, we all do it. Yeah.
So, basically, I was doing that. And this was, like, a photo from, like, 2017. So, I then go into, like, the comment section. And I accidentally, like, my fingers literally slipped. I accidentally liked a girl's comment. And the comment wasn't even just, like, something, like, generic. It was literally something, like, a snack.
Yeah.
And I accidentally liked that. So like imagine as an outsider, if you see someone you're talking to like a comment from 2017 on a photo that a girl commented on that's probably not even your girl, like ex-girlfriend, it's probably just like your sister.
Yeah.
I don't know if your sister would tell you that.
Probably not the sister, but maybe a friend.
Maybe like a stepsister. So yeah, I instantly like freaked out. I started to spiral. I unlocked the comment and I was like, fuck, he's still gonna get the notification because he's kind of like low key on Instagram and I know that he's going to see the notification. So we hadn't really been talking all day. So I felt weird to like even reach out to him to tell him what happened. So I was like, fuck, like I'm just digging a grave right now, like so deep. So I like Googled it. I was like, what the fuck do I do? Like, what are the options? And it basically said that the only thing you can really do is block the person so they don't get the notification. And at the time, I had also texted my friends and like no one was responding. So once again, I took matters into my own hands and I blocked him. And I was like, well, that's done. So now I will figure out what to do next. And then, of course, I regretted it. And, you know, I had my healed friend tell me like, babe, just own up to it. Like, just tell him the truth. Yeah. It's fine. And then I had my other friends were like, nah, girl.
That's
like,
it for him. Wraps.
You are going to deny it until you die. You're going to swear on your mother's grave. Like, you are not going to tell this man that you did that because you cannot come back from it. Especially in the situation that I was at already with him. So I decided to be the honest person and tell him, and it definitely backfired because he thought it was really weird. I did this in person, like not in person, but like over the phone too. So when I told him, he essentially was just kind of like weirded out and like thrown off by it. He was like, oh, that's like really weird. Like, why would you block me? And I explained him the situation and he still just like thought that was really weird. And he was like, I don't know, that's just like super weird. Like, that sounds like you're like very emotional. Like, you didn't handle the situation well, which, yeah, I didn't. But like, it was an accident and I freaked out. Like,
right. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like, so I think just the way that he spoke to me should have been like a red flag.
Unblock him. Like, it was not that big of a deal.
Like, I unblocked him and everything. And I think just his reaction made me feel even more insecure and like really uneasy. And I was just like, okay. Because he basically was like, well, you're going to have to earn that follow again. And for me, I'm a very spicy person. Like, I'm Ukrainian, so I'm just like, oh, no. Like, you are not going to come at me with that. Like,
yeah, and you're not a trophy that I have to, like, fight for, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
What would you say are, like, your non-negotiables after, you know, like, all of the dating experiences that you've been through? Like, you know, dating, meeting people, and, like, getting to know what you like, what you don't like. What would you say are, like, your non-negotiables today?
Oh, gosh. I would definitely say... I hate to say that because I hate to give people the ultimatum or give them like.
But I don't think it's an ultimatum. It's just like acknowledging the things that you deserve and just not accepting any less, because you're not going to give any less. Like, you know what you bring to the table. And like, I want someone who is deserving of eating. And I don't think that's like ultimatum at all. So
that's definitely true. I think like just setting boundaries such as communication, I think that's like a big thing for me. Just because I studied psychology and I know
you did.
Yeah, like I know people's patterns and you catch on to people's patterns very quickly. So when I have a certain form of communication that I'm used to, or even just if we started out and it switches, like I'm going to set the boundary of this is like a deal breaker for me. Because if you don't.
Inconsistent.
Yeah, inconsistency. I don't like that. Like I don't like inconsistency. And I also don't like unsureness and people like. I'm very straightforward, you know, I'm not going to play games. I don't have time for games. I'm much older and mature. So I think one of the, like the biggest red flags I've noticed for a lot of men that women tend to overlook is them not being ready. So they're just like, oh, like, you know, I just,
he's not ready for commitment.
Oh yeah. Like, I really like you. Like, they'll love bomb you or they'll gaslight you and say, but I'm not ready for commitment. Or like right now, like, I'm just going with the flow and figuring out,
but I don't want to lose you. Like, yeah,
girl, run for the fucking hills. Run. That man is unsure because the greatest lesson I've ever been given to or given by a friend was, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. There's no between, babe. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you right now, let me know how that relationship is going. The one that was a maybe.
Right.
Let me know how that relationship is going.
And you don't deserve maybes, you know? Exactly. Because you're sure about him. So why would you accept him not being sure about you?
Exactly. If I'm willing to show up for him in ways that I wouldn't, you know, for mm-hmm. others, then why would you take less?
100%. You studied psychology, which I love because I'm like super passionate about psychology, neuroscience, everything mm-hmm. that goes behind, like patterns that people don't understand. What do you think is like the biggest, you know, secret that you've learned about psychology that you can understand about patterns or like why people do certain things that maybe someone that hasn't studied psychology maybe yeah. doesn't know?
I mean, probably the shift, the energy shift. So this is kind of like what we just talked about yeah. In communication. So when you have a man who is very, very intense in the beginning, like all of a sudden it feels too good to be true. Like, it's like, oh my God, he's perfect. Like, we're connecting. He's really about me. He, you know, is telling me how great I am, how strong this connection is, how sure he is of me, how amazing I am. Just basically showering you with compliments and making you feel safe. Mm-hmm. And being also very vulnerable. Trauma bonding is a huge thing. So if you notice a man is right away trauma bonding with whatever he's going through, mm-hmm. a lot of women will tend to think that that is a form of connection, which it is. Vulnerability is a form of human connection, mm-hmm. but it should not be given to someone right away. You should earn that. And just like the man should earn that, as the woman should too. So mm-hmm. if a man is doing all of that right away without you really knowing who they are, mm-hmm. that is a red flag.
I feel like a red flag too is when they, yeah, like what you said, they just start dumping all of their traumas on you and mm-hmm. then you start feeling like you can be the fixer. Mm-hmm. Because then if I fix you and if I help you, then you're going to feel like you need me and I want you to feel like you need me so that you don't feel like you can lose me. And that's exactly. like a big one too. What are like the biggest red flags that you, like from the start of you do this, like you're out?
I mean, probably the shift, like yeah. the energy shift, the pulling away all of a sudden, and the communication. Like if it changes, honey, I can,
like
I
the can, inconsistency. Yeah. Do you have like an inconsistency or like ghosting story that you can share?
Actually, yes. Cause I was going to say, like, yeah. one of the biggest life lessons someone had actually given me was being ghosted. And it could, because it is ultimately it's like the biggest form of rejection any human can receive. And, you know, it's a reflection of you. Essentially, like being ghosted, it stems from a subconscious fear of abandonment. Mm-hmm. It is something that, you know, I definitely feel like I've gone through in childhood, because your brain develops from the age of 2 to 7. That is the most like important part of the child's brain when it comes to processing any, you know, emotions, memories, fears. And that's something that I think I went through a really hard time in my life. You know, I didn't have a father figure for the longest time. My mom was working like 3 jobs to support us. So she was constantly taking me to like camps, you know, or she was taking me to like my grandparents in the village to stay over for the summer while she was working. And those were the years that I was neglected. You know, I had been abused and I didn't have a father. So a lot of that stems from that. And basically, what had happened was I was ghosted by this man who pulled away. And when
just out of nowhere, like nothing happened.
We had our like, you know, bickers. We started off pretty rocky, but that's the whole point, is like you choose a partner that you want to show up for, because love is a choice. Mm-hmm. It's not something you fall in love with someone. It is a choice to love someone. And especially as you get older, it's something that you kind of become more aware of, like, okay, I want to show up for this person because they're worth it. I might not like certain habits that they have. I might not like their communication style, but as long as they are showing me that they are showing up for me, then that is like a person I'm willing to fight for. Hmm. And basically, when you feel like you're ghosted, where someone's pulling away, you're going to start to chase them. So what I learned is that you need to do some deep self-loving, which is basically your inner child therapy. So what you have to do with that is you have to give yourself the ultimate love, self-love. And I feel like this is such a cliche thing to say, because we always say, oh, I love myself. Like, I do things for myself. I take care of myself. But we don't realize that we unconsciously do things that we subconsciously fear. And that is to chase someone who is pulling away. That is to chase someone who we fear is going to abandon us. And when that happens, we have to give ourselves everything that that person is not giving us, which is basically attention, care, you know, self-love. So when you feel like someone is pulling away and you start to like double text them, you start to act out of emotion and you're just like, yo, like, why aren't you texting me back? Like, this isn't cool. You know, to them, it's like, nah, 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 like nagging, like, I don't want to hear it. It's going to push them away because you're coming off as needy. You're coming off as clingy. You're coming off as codependent. And if that is something that that person has had trauma with themselves, then you are bound for, like, you're just doomed. You are literally bound to just not work. So you have to take a step back and give that to yourself. And how you would do that is the inner child therapy of soothing yourself. So you would basically tell yourself, like, it is okay. I'm here for you. I love you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to walk away from you. You know, I care about you and I'm going to hug you. And once you're able to soothe yourself, after that, what you would have to do is basically write a script. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but so it's like a therapy thing. So you write a script of basically that person or just like any person in general, and you write it out and as if like it's an actual story, and you say, you know, this person has to show up for me the way that I show up for myself. This person loves me. This person respects me. This person is going to be there for me. They're not going to neglect me. I will not allow this person to be in my reality if they do not do these things.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And once you do these things, you're basically training your brain to process all of that. And you're going to naturally start to attract those types of people who are going to abide by that rule or by the boundary, like some like to call.
I love that. And you said so many important things. The first one is that from when we're born to the age of seven, we are all in theta state, and this is like a very like cool psychology, you know, thing that we all should learn. Like from ages 1 to 7, we're all in theta state, and theta state is basically the state where, like, if you've seen the hypnosis videos, like people that get hypnotized, is that how you say it? And they can like be like do whatever the person says. We're all in that state from ages 1 to 7. So we're literally a sponge. Everything that we see, every lesson that we, you know, what we see from our parents, what we see from relationships, from friends around us, we're all just absorbing that. And those are the things that are going to be reflecting when we grow up, because that's literally what we learned. So it's super important to recognize the patterns that you're constantly repeating today, and then go back to your childhood and be like, when did this happen that I, you know, absorbed it, but I don't necessarily want to have it anymore.
Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started, and for a very limited time, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language. Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And yeah, it's just super, super important to understand. And also the scripting thing, that our brain doesn't argue with us. Our brain agrees with us. Yeah. So the reason why scripting is so important is because you're literally retraining or reteaching your brain as to like what it has to follow. And it's not going to argue with you. It's just going to agree with you and do all of the things that you're telling it to do. So it's just super important. I want to talk about friendship breakups because, I mean, we were talking about it off camera and I was like, I want to talk about it on here. You had a project with, you know, who were your friends, and that project ended. So like my question was, what happened with the friendship after the project ends?
It was definitely difficult. You know, I think one of the hosts didn't really handle it well, like, because we had worked together. So I think the way that she handles things was, you know, just kind of avoiding it, like blocking and all that. So that kind of like stirred up a lot of drama. And for me, like I said, it was always all love. Like, I am someone who wants to face the issue and talk about it.
Definitely hard when you're emotional and then the other person is avoidant.
Exactly. And it's also even harder when you don't know how to approach someone.
Yeah.
You know, because there is a difference between being self-aware, but also like knowing how to talk to someone, because your words are so powerful and the way that you speak is what you attract, or the way that you speak is how you can make someone else view you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just got to the point where I was like, I can't be this person's therapist because I don't want to walk on eggshells. And I think I exploded one day and, you know, I probably said some hurtful things. And this is also a learning lesson, because I think that also comes from a lot of resentment, built up tension where you're afraid to speak up and speak for yourself and being avoidant and not confrontational. And that's something that I've lacked for a very long time. Mm. And, you know, it definitely hindered our friendship, and we weren't on speaking terms for about a year. And I think then after we had done some self-reflecting, you know, we got back together and everything was good. But, but I think it's just, you have to still do the self-work. I think sometimes it takes
regardless a while. Regardless if you ever speak or not again.
Yeah, it's like regardless whether you speak or not, or what you miss about that person, you have to remember to do the self-work, because you have to reflect on what went wrong. And you have to also remember, like, okay, well, they hurt me, they did me wrong, but what did I do wrong in order for them to react the way that they did? So if a person isn't aware of that, then the issue is not going to go away. So what's going to happen is you're going to come back to that person, you're going to apologize, and you say like, hey, like, let's move past it. Like, let's just forget about it. Like, let's just work it out. And that's fine. And that usually is what tends to happen in friendships. But then that person never really worked on, like, they never took accountability for themselves and what they did wrong. And I think that tends to happen a lot in friendships.
I think that friendships are super underrated, and especially the pain that comes with friendship breakups. How would you say is like the healing process after that? Like, what is the biggest advice that you have for someone going through maybe a friendship breakup?
Honestly, I think to me, like, first of all, I treat friendships like a relationship.
They really are. And they like affect you just like a relationship does.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, you have to build a strong foundation. And if you don't have that, like the same way with our relationship, the friendship is just, it's destined to be doomed. And it's basically, you have to like communicate your concerns, your boundaries. You have to be vulnerable, and you have to also just take accountability. And like I said, set the boundaries to let your friend know like what you like and don't like, and come to like a compromise. But to me, losing a friend, I don't ever want anyone to think that it is a bad thing, because it's basically like, it's not saying that you're a bad person. It is actually a reflection of yourself that you're doing self-growth. Mm-hmm. So take it as a positive thing. You know, sometimes we're not on the same path as someone else anymore. And one of the biggest lessons I took from a friendship breakup that I had, you know, recently was, I think I outgrew the person.
Yeah.
And I no longer aligned with their life and or their lifestyle. There were things that I didn't like about them that they were doing and I just didn't agree with. And, you know, sometimes that builds up resentment, and there's things that you don't like about them. And the ultimate test comes in a friendship is when, how you handle an argument. And that's what had essentially happened was, you know, I was having a really bad day, and I would never give someone a pity party because I want to see how they are as a person, as far as growth and
healing. Right, I would never test you like that.
I will never sit here and tell you everything that I've been going through in order for you to feel sorry for me so you can approach me in a lighter tone. I will not do that, because that's not like a true healer. That's not growth. And, you know, I had a bad day and I handled the situation poorly, and I could have handled it better, and I needed some time to reflect on it. It took me a couple of days, and within those days, a person had come at me sideways with hurt. You know, it's like, if you had reached out to me with love and concern, I would have handled the situation differently. And I let her know. I was like, hey, like, you know, I don't appreciate you coming at me like this, because I'm also hurting. Mm-hmm. There was a reason why I acted the way that I did. And it comes from a place of pain and frustration, and I've had enough. Mm-hmm. And I tried to handle it very maturely and neutral, and she didn't, because mm-hmm. I could also sense she had a lot of pain mm-hmm. and like built up resentment as well. And what ended the friendship was the boundary that was crossed. She had crossed a boundary with me, and I actually didn't realize that it was a boundary that was crossed when I had sat down, reflected myself, and I was like, holy shit.
Like, this actually happened?
Yeah, like I told this person something in vulnerability, something that I had been struggling with in past relationships with men, and something that I know that I've been working through and healing, and she used it against me, and she used it in our argument by saying that that's how I'm acting, which was not at all, by the way. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And after that, I didn't say anything back. I just let my silence speak for itself. I was like, this person now has crossed a boundary that they disrespected me. They took something against me that I was vulnerable and shared with them, and they used it against me. So that is a form of crossing a boundary, and it's a form of disrespect. And how can you go back to a friendship after 100%. That? Because it's like, if that's really how you feel about me, babe, then by all means, the door is right here. Don't let it hit you from behind. Right. The door is right there, babe. If that's how you feel, you can walk out.
100%. And who promises me that you're not going to do it again when I'm vulnerable again? Exactly. And that's exactly
it's a broken trust.
Exactly. And that's literally exactly the reason as to why I think that communication is important, but it's not the key to relationships. I think the key is comprehension, because you really don't have any, you can have all the communication in the world, but if there's no comprehension, then communication doesn't mean anything. So I always just say that like comprehension is like the actual key to healthy, you know, relationships.
I was going to ask experience, like why you wanted to like touch up on it. Like, did you go through something similar?
Through a friendship breakup?
Yeah.
I did, actually. And like today, she is my sister. She's like my best friend. But I think I kind of went through the same thing where it's like back in 2020 when like TikTok, you know, was blowing up, and it was just so easy to like post a video, get like 10 million views and then just blow up. So that's kind of what happened with us, where we started a clothing brand, and like just a few days later, it just like exploded on social media. And at the time, I feel like we were so young, we just didn't know how to handle like friendship and business at the same time. And we just kind of like clashed, and we stopped talking for a year, where it was like no contact like at all. And I was also going through like a breakup at the time, and so that's when I needed her the most, and she was also dealing with her things, and I do think that I was kind of the person that just expected everyone to be there for me.
Yeah.
And it's not like that always. Like, you have to understand that, like, there's people going through, like, their shit too. But at the time, I feel like I was super selfish, and we just stopped talking for a year. But now our friendship is just, like, completely different, where we understand, like you said, what our boundaries are. And for absolutely no reason, like, no matter how much of a bad day we're having, we're just not going to cross those boundaries, mm-hmm. which I think that that's, like, the definition of, like, relationships is, like, you give your all to a person. Like, you literally give them the key of what hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't use it to, like, they don't use it. They don't open it. They don't weaponize
yeah.
you with it. They don't attack you for it. And the moment they do is, like, I just have to let you go, because why are you attacking me for the things that I told you that hurt me? And mm-hmm. that is, you know, what I think that you felt. And I think it's completely, you know, valid that you decided to let that go, because I think that when people use our vulnerability, like, against us, it's just, like, the biggest form of just disrespect and the biggest yeah. way that we can, like, get hurt. So
yeah,
after, you know, having a business with friends, and not that it didn't work out, because it did work out for a while, do you think that you would create that experience again, where you, like, mix friendships with business, or you mm-hmm. just kind of understand that you just can't combine both of them? Or yeah. how is your relationship with that now?
Yeah, I mean, I think mine obviously is good with, like, the podcast, you know, host. Like, we're cordial, like, everything's good, and I think we're growing, and it's beautiful just to, like, watch each other go in our separate directions
yeah.
and just, you know, like, still respect each other. But, you know, like, as far as, like, my recent, like, friendship breakups, like I said, I leave it in silence. So I don't even want to explain myself or have to go out of my way to explain to someone that they crossed a boundary when they definitely know they did.
They
like
did.
Especially, like, when you try to be neutral in an argument and you say, hey, you're triggering me. You're saying things that are really making me upset, and I'm going to leave the conversation because either we're going to speak to each other like grown adults that love each other as friends, or I'm not having this conversation. And if they're going to use it against you and they're still speaking out of emotion, that is when you don't really have a choice. You have to leave the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to solve it, because what's going to keep happening is they're going to keep acting out of emotion. And, like, that's, I think, what happened was I wasn't giving her the reaction that she wanted.
Mm.
And that's when she kind of just, like, snapped, and it all came to the surface of how she really fell. And,
yeah.
you know, she crossed the boundary of what she feels like I'm acting. But it's like, girly pop, mm-hmm. you better slow your roll, because you see it completely different than I do.
Right.
You think you are telling me that I'm acting this way. You can't do that to someone. You don't tell someone you are making me feel this way. You are acting this way. No, you don't say that.
Right.
Everyone's different. You say, hey, I feel this way. I feel that this is how I feel from your actions, because that gives the person knowledge that, okay, like, they're not blaming me, but this is how they feel. So, like, let's work it out. But if someone's pointing fingers at you, especially with someone who also has trauma and triggers, and
also going through things.
Yeah. And are going through things, and also felt like they came from a place of pain when they reacted the way they did, they're not going to react well to it.
And that's why I say that just friendships are so underrated, because a lot of people that listen ask about, like, how do I let my friends go, or, like, how do you deal with friendship breakups? And I'm like, fuck, like, I talk a lot about, like, breakups and, like, romantic relationships and stuff, but, like, friendship breakups hurt, and they may hurt even more, because, like, when you break up with your boyfriend, it's like, okay, I have my friends there for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I break up with my friends, it's like, who can I talk with
yeah.
now? You know, they knew everything, and, like, who am I going to be able to, like, connect with in this level? So it definitely hurts.
Yeah.
Going back to your passions and everything that you do, you're a photographer, a creative director, like, all of these things that, like, for me, ultimately come down to this, like, art of creating. What is your favorite part about everything that you do?
Probably the process, or honestly, I would say the end result. I think,
which is also beautiful, like the process and then the end result. Like, it's
yeah.
also beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. I think just having the process of doing something that you love and then seeing the result, like, come to life. And it's funny because, like, when you get so, like, used to creating, like, sometimes you kind of get, like, numb to it, and you're just like, oh, like, it's an expectation. Like, you're like, I expect myself to show up or, you know, create something in a certain way. But then when you get that like recognition or appreciation from an outsider, it's just like, it's so beautiful.
Fulfilling.
Like, yeah, it's so fulfilling. Like when you get someone that just like trusts your process and like appreciates everything. Like I have clients who literally trust me to put a fucking trash bag on their head and shoot them, you know, like tied
and
like
just so beautiful.
Yeah, and like in cords, and they're just like, oh, I love this, like let's do it, I trust you. You know, then I have other clients that are very like micromanaging and they don't like that at all, and they're like, I don't like this idea, like that just it reminds me of this and that, and I'm just like, okay, that's fine, but I don't think we can work because that's not how I see the vision. Yeah. And if we can't see a vision together, then it's not going to work out. And I see this a lot in this industry because I've worked, you know, with a lot of people that are like micromanagers or, you know, they are very experienced as models as well. So they're going to tend to micromanage and they're going to have a big production. And I'll notice like, you know, certain like stylists or other photographers and creators kind of say, oh, well, you know, I let them choose. I give them options. No, you don't give them options. Mm-hmm. No, that's not how you work as a creator. I'm sorry. Like, I have to disagree because you are taking away
It's like a title of like creative.
Yeah,
creative,
like that's what I do. Fucking creativity. So it's like, you give them options. All right, you give them two options. That's it.
Yeah.
You give them two fucking options. It's either this or this. There's no other option. There's no. Because at the end of the day, like, it is your talent, it is your creation. Like,
it's not directive assistant.
Yeah,
it's like
don't let them pick their outfit from a couple selections that you gave them, because then they're gonna do this. And what I've seen ends up happening is they'll give them like a couple selections and they'll say like, oh, well, this is how I work with the client. And then I see the client walking out and the outfit is like, what just happened? Because the client picked one piece from this outfit.
I prefer you naked.
The shoes from this outfit, and then the top from that outfit, and then now it looks terrible. It's not even what the stylist probably would have even paired. Yes, it made the client happy, but why would you want? To me, money is not important. Like,
yeah.
Success is that. Not about money, and I've realized that it's about loving what you do. Because if you get burnt out and you no longer love doing what you love doing, it's not a job. It's torture. It's like slavery. Like, you just feel like a slave, like, to your own creativity. And that's just terrible. Like, why would you want to feel like that? You're not going to last long in that industry.
I love that.
Yeah. Like, there's some creators out there. There's some stylists that actually will not work with certain clients or will refuse a $20,000 campaign because they'll say, no, it's my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect people like that because
100%. Yeah, it's just like staying true to your style and like staying true to the things that you've like studied, like worked for. And
yeah, it's like disrespecting. Like not trust. If there's no trust, then what was the point of you hiring me? If you don't trust me to style you, then that means that you don't trust me, you know, doing my research and days on end of like what I've gone through for years of experience in my 100%. Own industry. Like, that means that you don't trust me. And why would you work with someone you don't trust? Because once again, this goes back to everything we were talking about. Everything. It's built on trust.
100%. Olivia, thank you so much for being here with me today. I have one last question. Before that, I have a little gift for you.
Oh, I love gifts.
I have a clothing brand, and the message behind it is that we're all strangers healing together. It's just basically this concept that we're all just going through something that someone else might not see. So it just encourages everyone to be nice to each other and to have a little bit more empathy and just understanding of everything that, you know, another person might be going through that we don't really know. So this is for you.
Oh, I'm like, I love free merch. Woohoo! And I've been into brown lately. Oh, okay. I love like the... So since I do fashion, I'm going to give you an honest review right now of this. So
you
far.
You can open it.
Okay. Should I do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want, put it, you can like, put people, it on if you want, but.
People know. So far, what I really love about this is the fact that it doesn't have the strings.
That's one thing that I wanted, the strings.
Yeah. The no strings definitely gives it more of like a high end piece. Yeah. And then puff print. Is very, very good. So the puff print is something that like I know is more expensive. Oh shit, the bag. Okay, oh my god, I actually love this. Wait, stop. Okay, I love puff print because it actually is a more high-end thing. I know it's more expensive to make, so I will appreciate merch or anything that is made. Like, I'm huge. I'm like, this is me being honest, not even like trying to like
thank
gas you
so
you up
much.
On the podcast.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But like, this shit right here, guys, is what you need to make merch with is puff print. Because I feel like anyone can just do, like, I hate when people make merch or just anything, a clothing brand that they start.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, so typical. And I'm like, you guys do realize that the whole point of clothing is for it to be rewearable.
Yeah.
It's not about you. Like, they don't, like, yes, I get it. People, like, celebrities or, like, influencers will make merch because they know people are just genuine fans of them. But if you really want to succeed in the fashion industry, you have to make clothes that is rewearable and something that is heavy duty. Mm. So if I'm going to be constantly washing this, like, it's going to stay on well. Yeah. It's not going to come off as easily or fade because it's puff print, you know, or just the way that you're making it. So, and I love the lettering too.
Thank you so much. It means the world to me coming from you. And definitely, like, that was super important for me because I did before I had, you know, now I'm,
you know, say, are you solo now or do you have a partner?
Yeah, no, now. Yeah. But I have a wholesaler now that like I design and someone else does it for me. But for a very long time, I was like heat pressing them at home. Mm-hmm. And I used to use like the, I don't know how you call it, the heat pressing like sheets and the quality is just completely different and like quality for me is just like super important.
A lot of trial and error too,
thank you so much, it means the world. And to close it off, I want to ask you something that I ask everybody that comes and I missed me, and that is, what does healing mean to you?
Oh, honestly, I think healing for me is just being self-aware, like being honest with yourself and like just taking like self-accountability, you know. I think we fear the unknown, like that is an actual human instinct, just to fear the unknown, and we fear confrontation. And this just goes back to the whole like ghosting thing, you know, because a lot of times people will say, well, Olivia, like how can I face someone, say I'm the ghoster, how can I face someone who I treated badly, I disrespected, and I am unsure of them, or like, I don't want to be with them. I no longer see a connection with them, or we're not aligning as friends anymore. They're toxic. You don't want to face their reaction, which is going to be typically emotional. But I think like the beauty of it is that we have to rewire our brain once again and think differently. So when someone values your opinion and you give them an honest answer, they're not always going to like to hear what you say. And because of their reaction is what makes us fear confrontation. And, you know, that it comes down to like, okay, well, if I am going to be honest with this person because that is what they deserve, which is honesty, you know, it's also going to give me the opportunity to see whether this person is someone who's meant to be in my life, or whether this person is someone who I want to be with romantically based off of their reaction to my honesty. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fucking beautiful that we actually get to literally find out if that's our person rather than just avoiding it? Because if they come at us with a logical answer and say like, hey, you know what? Like, I'm really hurting because of A, B, and C, or because of what you said, but I respect your honesty and I appreciate it. I'm a little mad right now, but I'm going to take some time to reflect on this and I will let you know when I feel better. Like, we can talk about it. That's your person. Mm-hmm. That is your friend versus someone who is going to react emotionally and be like, yeah, fuck you. Like, you did this and that. Like, you are a shitty person. Like, you hurt me. You did that. So you're, like, you're pointing fingers.
Yeah.
Then that is what is going to make you not want to open up to someone. But that should also be a sign to you that that is a person you will never want to be with or go back to. Mm. Because at the end of the day, honesty is correlated with trust. And that is what every healthy friendship or relationship is built on.
Mm. Thank you so much, Olivia, for being with me here today. It was an amazing episode. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you guys so much for watching. I love you guys. I will see you guys on our next episode. Where can people find you?
I guess on Instagram, the Olivia Davis.
Olivia Davis. Yeah. Everything will be linked down below. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafian Sudis, the podcast at I Missed Me Podcast. And don't forget to go get your hoodie, Olivia approved. no name project.co to get your hoodie. I love you guys. I will see you guys on our next episode. And don't forget that we're all strangers healing together. With love, Mafi. We'll be right back.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.